وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has ordained three types of Hajj. The one is called Ifrad, which is Hajj alone. There is no Umrah with it. The other is Tamattu, in which there is Umrah and Hajj. Umrah is made in a separate Ihram. When a person finishes his Ihram, comes out of Ihram, and on the 8th of Dhul Hajj, he puts on his Ihram again for Hajj. So Hajj and Umrah with two Ihrams is called Tamattu. According to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, that is the best type of Hajj. The third type of Hajj is Qiran, that is Hajj and Umrah, both in one Ihram. A person puts on his Ihram, makes his Umrah, but doesn't come out of Ihram. He stays in Ihram till the days of Hajj. Then with the same Ihram, he makes Hajj also. That is called Qiran. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Qiran is the most afdal, the best type of Hajj. And according to the Hanafis, the Hajj which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made was the Hajj of Qiran. In Tamattu and Qiran. Because Allah is honoring a person with an extra ibadat at no extra cost. That means in the same journey he's making Umrah also. He's not taking up a complete new journey to make his Umrah. In the same journey of Hajj, he's getting Umrah also. So there is Dam Shukriya. There is an animal that has to be slaughtered in thanksgiving to Allah Ta'ala that he has given us these two ibadats at one expense and in one journey. In Hajj alone, Ifrad, there is no Dam Shukriya. This Dam Shukriya, many people mistake it with the Qurbani of every year. The Qurbani of every year is a separate ibadat, is a separate wajib compulsion which a person has to do. And Dam Shukriya in Tamattu and in Qiran, when a person makes Hajj and Umrah, whether in one Ihram or in two Ihrams, that is a separate ibadat of its own. So a person who is well-to-do and a Haji, very seldom it's a poor person that goes for Hajj. According to Shariat, it's the well-to-do that go for Hajj. On them, Qurbani is also wajib. So for them, there are two animals. The Qurbani they can have made at home, or if they send it to India or anywhere else and have it done there, they can still have it done there. But the Dam Shukriya has to be done in Mina, has to be done in the Haram of Makkah. That is one slight difference. We will discuss the Hajj, which is known as Hajj Tamattu. It is the most practical type of Hajj. And most of the Hajjis make this Hajj. In Qiran, the restrictions of Ihram remain with a person for a long period. Therefore, normally a person is frightened to undertake Qiran because he has to stay in the restrictions of Ihram for a long period. So the practical Hajj for almost all the people is Tamattu, where a person makes first Umrah, comes out of his Umrah, then on the days of Hajj he puts on his Ihram and he makes his Hajj with a new Ihram. Our series of discussing our Hajj talks will be first Ziyarat Medina, the visit to Medina and the Rawza-e Mubarak, the tomb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The reason for this is because especially from the south that we go, the Miqat is the limit, the boundary beyond which a person cannot go without Ihram. If he's going to Mecca, he cannot go beyond this boundary which is set aside on all four sides of Mecca. If he goes without Ihram on, he has to give a penalty of one dam, one animal that has to be slaughtered. Because from the south, many times the Miqat gets passed in the flying journey. And people find it difficult to put on the Ihram from Nairobi or from the last part of embarkation for Jeddah. Therefore, the series of talks that will be given here will be first of Ziyarat Medina, where a person doesn't have to put on Ihram. His niyat is not to go to Mecca. His niyat is to go to Medina. So he doesn't have to put on Ihram. And then when he comes from Medina, he puts on his Ihram and he comes and he makes his Umrah. After his Umrah, he stays in Mecca. And then on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah in the morning, or if he wants to at night, preferably in the morning, he puts on his Ihram, then he goes and makes his Hajj. He goes to Mina, makes his five namazes, From there he goes to Arafat on the 9th, which is the day of Hajj. He reaches there early in the morning. Then he stays there the whole day. The wukuf at Arafat starts from the time of Zawal till sunset. Till sunset he stays in Arafat. Then he goes away to Muzdalifah, where he makes his Maghrib and Isha. He will not make his Maghrib in Arafat, but he will go and make it in Muzdalifah. He'll make his Maghrib and Isha together there. Early in the next morning, he will make his Fajr. Then he will take his stones from there and he will go to Mina. He will pelt the big stage shaitan. Then he will go and make his Qurbani, and then he will remove his hair. Then he's out of Ihram. Then everything is legal for him besides his wife until he makes his tawaf, his ziyarat, the last tawaf. He will stay in Mina. Whichever day of these days he gets a chance, he will go and make his tawaf, his ziyarat, come back to Mina again, pelt all three shaitans on the 11th, all three shaitans on the 12th, and then he is permitted to go away. If he wants to stay on the 13th, he must pelt again all three shaitans. Then he goes away to Makkah, makes his tawaf al-wida, the last tawaf, and now his hajj is complete. So in this series, we will discuss our talk. So our first talk will be about Ziyarat-e-Madinah and about Umrah, which inshallah we hope to finish today.